Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Red, White, and Blues. I'm your host, Mr. Johnny Cox, and I can't thank you enough for tuning in today and listening to this episode of this show that is dedicated to the genre of music known as the blues. We talk about the history, songs, artists, instruments, and pretty much anything we feel like talking about as long as it is about the blues. And today, I'm going to do a Chicago Blues Part 2 episode. A few months back, I did Chicago Blues, and I got some good feedback from it. And that's a pretty big well to draw from right there. I could do several shows just on Chicago Blues alone. But I got that. Today's Part 2. And we're going to start off with Mr. Howlin' Wolf. Mr. Howlin' Wolf, he pretty much epitomizes Chicago blues. And let's get right into it. Sitting on top of the world, Mr. Howlin' Wolf. There's Mr. Howlin' Wolf sitting on top of the world. Howlin' Wolf, of course, that is a nickname. He's born Chester Arthur Bennett in 1910 in White Station, Mississippi, right in the heart of the Delta. And he's considered the most influential blues artist of all time. Think about that right there. Most influential of all time. That's a pretty big statement. And I'm going to play a few more songs here from Howlin' Wolf. And pretty much everyone has been covered by several other people. You know, Rolling Stones, Yardbirds, all the British guys, they all covered Howlin' Wolf. And especially this one right here, the Rolling Stones did a good cover of this one way back in the day. Here is Howlin' Wolf with the Red Rooster.
I have a little red watch out, strange and people, cause little red roses on the plow.
There's the Red Rooster, one of the most covered blues songs of all time, and there's the original version right there from Mr. Howlin' Wolf. Mr. Howlin' Wolf from the Delta, and you know, he has a bit of a history, spent some time in prison, and he spent some time in the Army. Go figure that one out. After making his, making a name for himself, though, in the Delta playing music, he was actually discovered by Mr. Ike Turner, believe it or not. Ike Turner. Back in the day, was a very influential blues artist. Of course, he was known a lot for something else as he got older, but back in the day, he was very well respected and a big part of the history of the blues. And he took him up to Memphis to Sun Records to record for Mr. Sam Phillips. Everybody knows Sam Phillips? Sun Records, and you know, he did it the hard way. He started in the Delta, spent some time in jail, went up to Memphis, recorded a few songs, and got to Chicago was when he really hit his stride. And very unique sound, very unique vocals, very unique sound of his harmonica when he plays it. You hear Howlin' Wolf, you don't have to hear but just a few seconds of it, and you know it's Howlin' Wolf. And here's a good song right here. I like the name of it, 300 Pounds of Joy.
Have your fun. Take me, baby, for your little boy. Digging 300 pounds of a heavenly joy. This is it. This is it. Look what you get. Good. Again.
300 pounds of heavenly joy. Mr. Howlin' Wolf, you know, he was a very large man, very large in presence. I'm sure he probably was pushing 300 pounds. Very powerful man. They say he was a very intimidating man. You know, you think about it, you're in a studio and you're just cooling out, playing some good music, and here comes 300-pound Mr. Howlin' Wolf and looks you dead in the eye. Probably intimidating. Also, in that song right there, you heard the guitar sounds of Mr. Hubert Sumlin, a world-renowned blues guitarist back in his day, a legend in himself. Do another Howlin' Wolf song here, probably one of the most covered songs by the British blues band in the 60s, early 70s. Here is Killing Floor. Killing Floor, Mr. Howlin' Wolf. And that song right there, also heard the guitar sounds of Mr. Hubert Sumlin. Of course, he is long gone now, but what a very influential guitarist he was back in the day. And I'm sure all these past four songs I just played of Howlin' Wolf were all recorded at Chess Studios, Chess Records, Mr. Leonard Chess. And like I said, he was considered the most influential blues artist of all time. That's a pretty big statement right there. Of course, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. See, like all these blues artists are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because, you know, it kind of morphed into rock and roll, the blues did. Don't go away. We got a lot more. A lot more to come. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,